You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Cedric Maxwell Podcast is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
All right, it's another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I'm Josue Pavone. He is Cedric Maxwell out on the road. And Max, I think I can smell that humidity, man. You know when you just hop off a plane and, well, you obviously know, but you can feel it as soon as you step off. It's just something in the air, whether you're outside or not. And you're sending off those vibes for sure, man. Max coming at us from Phoenix, Arizona, from the desert, where the Boston Celtics continue their road trip that hasn't evolved into any type of wins. And we'll get into that, of course, especially the latest matchup against the Denver Nuggets. Max, I need your take on what happened with Jason Tatum, and then we'll talk about everything else. But first and foremost, man, Denver Nuggets, Boston Celtics, the matchup that everyone was waiting for, a potential NBA final preview, which I still think is in the cards for both of these teams, especially after seeing the way the Denver Nuggets performed against the Celtics. They beat Boston 115 to 109. Jokic, ridiculous out there. Triple-double. Aaron Gordon putting in the muscle, putting in the work. Jamal Murray. But question remains, Max, what happened to Jason Tatum?
Well, Tatum started out. He knocked down a couple of shots. And then after that, he just kind of just faded. It looked like Brown was the more aggressive guy during that game. Jaylen Brown, 40 points plus, and really just seemed to be
41.
Tell you what, if you give me that Jaylen Brown for the rest of the year, I take that. Emotional, mean, just had an attitude about him all night. Almost got thrown out early in that basketball game. Jaylen gave him a technical, and then after that, Tony Brothers like this, gave him the wave off, and that's one thing you don't do with, you know, NBA refs.
But they hate that.
It was a good game. Celtics got back in it. I was more impressed by the Celtic following. Man, that place was rocking with Celtic fans. And at the end, Jason Tatum had a chance to put the Celtics ahead. Great comeback. Came back. Tatum had a 3-point shot with a Celtics down by two. Brown forced the turnover. Tatum ended up with the ball in the corner by himself and just missed the three. But, you know, those things are going to happen. But again, it was a very competitive game. Denver kind of controlled the flow of the game, but then the Celtics got in and did what they needed to do. For all you guys right now listening to us, and, you know, we appreciate your, you know, being the listeners and the viewers and all that stuff. This is me right now acting like Ray Charles today. Because I'm out here in the sun. It's about 75 degrees right now here in the desert. So I'm just trying to give you guys a taste of heaven. You know, watch how this goes. Watch how this goes.
Oh, that's what this is? Oh, it looks like a flex, but okay. I appreciate that.
This would be a flex from my balcony here.
Man.
Looking out on, we're in Scottsdale, Arizona, actually, and just a beautiful time. But the Celtics had their opportunity. They had their opportunity to win the game. And Tatum didn't play great, but again, he didn't play poorly, but you look for superstars to step up in superstar moments.
Right. And I guess, you know what, Max, I guess I should have framed my question better, because I guess that's pretty much what I'm getting at, in the sense of people questioning this whole Is he taught when the top five Tatum shows up? When he's not, he disappears sometimes in these big games. You know, you talk about that quick start that he got off in that first quarter. And yeah, you hit that big three in the corner, all's forgiven, right? Everyone would say, oh, hey, Tatum didn't have it, but he hit the big one. He misses the shot in the corner, but I just felt like it was that version of Tatum where like things aren't going his way and he gets a little pouty sometimes. And hey, to his credit though, a year ago or two seasons ago, we see a 3-for-18 stat line. We see, he finishes with 15 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, but it's those 5 turnovers that stand out most, right? And I don't like the way the Denver Nuggets defended him. I saw it as it wasn't just doubling him and giving him that pressure, but it was taking away what he likes to do when he gets in those situations. The first person he passes to, like, it seemed like they just knew his tendencies. But again, I mean, I guess my question overall is like, do you expect Tatum to just flip that switch, or do you chalk it up to, oh, he just didn't have it that night?
I think it was that game. That game in particular, and it rolled off of the thing that really bothered people is it rolled off the game he played in Cleveland, where he only had, I think, 2 points in the second half after scoring 20 in the first half, doing whatever right. They want to. Celtics go about 22 in that game, and they stopped playing. And I think that bothered a lot of people, but it was going to be a tough game playing in Denver. Aaron Gordon played really well. Porzingis played well. Didn't get a lot from White. White was more of a facilitator in that game. But give Drew Holiday, who had those two big threes to put back himself back to make it a one possession game. So I like their effort. I like what happened. The results at the end of the day weren't what the Celtics wanted, but now you have to turn the page and get ready for a big game when you're playing here, and you don't want a 3-game losing streak to turn into something else. So you got to put the fire out while you're out here in the land of the desert, so to say.
What do you make of Celtics' late game execution? Because unlike last season, that humongous winning streak that went into double figures, we didn't see the Celtics necessarily go down to the wire with a lot of opponents, right? They seem to put these guys away before it gets to that point, or a handful of times where, they seem comfortable in closing it out, right? Closing out quarters, what Joe Mazzulla talked about, by the fourth or midway through the fourth, a lot of these games throughout that 11-game win streak, the game was essentially over. Now you see the Celtics team tested in these back-to-back games, Tuesday night, Thursday night. Dean Wayne went off for 20 points in that fourth quarter, 5 three-pointers, outscoring the Celtics in the fourth quarter alone. That type of stuff isn't going to happen all the time, but what do you make of how the Celtics execute when they're in those situations?
You get back in that game the way you did. You're down by 9 or 10 with about less than 2 minutes to go, and then you make it a one-possession game. So everything was good there. Defensively, Steph Porzingis was really good again. He did a lot of things. But you're going to have a problem, though. Everybody has the same problem with Jokic. And I was talking to Brad Stevens about it. President of basketball operation for the Celtics. We're walking out to the plane. He said, that guy is good. He is damn it good. And I told him, I said, the thing that you don't do with Jokic is you can't, what you try to do with most players is speed them up, get them out of their comfort zone. He continues to be in his comfort zone. He is that turtle that's going to, just slowly get the way he gets once again. Biggest thing about this, you want to take this biggest takeaway? I got you. Biggest takeaway. The Celtics have not played their A game yet against these guys. You've not seen the A game from the Celtics. So if the Celtics are at their A game, I still believe that they're a better team.
Are we going to see these two teams face off in June? I hope, man. I hope. It could be classic NBA Finals right there.
I tell you what, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be no happiness for me going to Denver, though, because ain't a damn thing to do up in there. I'm all get ready right now. They ain't shit to do a fucking Denver.
Damn. Max said this is no Atlanta, Amit.
The best thing I did, I went to Capitol Grill, met a nice woman that the bartender served me some good food, but other than that, shaky.
They ain't got nothing for you, huh?
Then ain't nothing for your boy in Denver at all. But if it's about the game. It's a good arena. It's lively there. The Celtics have done something, and they were just showing the standings where Celtics are still seven games ahead of the closest team to them in the Eastern Conference. But I did see, I did like what Cleveland has done lately. They beat Minnesota, and then they beat the Celtics. So, and that they did that without Donovan Mitchell.
No spider.
Cleveland's that team I told you before. I said that they can give the Celtics problems because of their length and their physicality. I did not know that Dean Wade was going to be a problem. I didn't think he was fucking D Wade. Dwayne Wade.
Yo, do it all.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Sort of the formula of how to beat the Celtics, right? You got to be fast paced. You got to score in transition. You got to make them pay off those, you know, missed shots, especially the threes. So this went 0-for-8 from behind the arc in that fourth quarter against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Cavs made them pay for damn near every one of those shots.
I think the Celtics, the Cavs played out of their ass that day. And the Celtics essentially.
They were down by 20.
Celtics essentially gave them the game. They stopped playing.
22.
And that was a problem, just that they stopped playing in that game. But I still don't look at anybody in the East right now being on the Celtics level if the Celtics have their A game. And you have to have your A game during the playoffs.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And they're experienced enough, man. I think that's the key part in this. When you look at across the conference, even with these two losses, I just don't see a team out there in the East in the best of seven series that can beat the Celtics team. You know, like you said, this isn't the best version of them that we've seen the last couple of games, but you know that in the best of seven, they're not going to do that, you know, two, three times, four times in a
series.
The last Celtics win, and I know this was about a week ago, and it might even feel longer than that, but we haven't spoken since this whooping we saw in TD Garden on Sunday morning, man. Sunday matinee. The Golden State Warriors, I have never seen an NBA game like that, especially in the first half where a team just dominates the other. You know, like...
Whoa, wait a minute.
Have you seen something like that, Max?
Wait a minute, Joe Sway. Didn't you see that same game when Milwaukee dominated the Celtics?
This was different.
That same game in Milwaukee, because this was a scheduling game. It was tough for them, you know, last game of East Coast. Now, the Celtics obviously played with their A game, and that was a difference. But Milwaukee was one of those games where Milwaukee beat the Celtics, had them down by 35 or whatever, and Joe Mazzulla didn't put the starters
in. The white flag.
Yeah, in the third quarter, I know. Kendrick Perkins had a problem with that. He was like, boy, I can't believe that he would do this. Well, didn't Steve Kerr do the same thing? I mean, there was no, he did not play. He did. And coaches, this is a big
I was thing. Gonna say, Max, Steve Kerr told us he made that decision mentally around the beginning of the second quarter, end of the first. He's like,
coaches know a lot more than analysts do, Perk, than, you know, knowing what their teams can do and what their teams need. As an analyst, we're always going to look at it, you know, try to, you know, be a little bit more critical about the coaching. But he knew his team didn't have it that day in Milwaukee. It was an overtime game. You beat Minnesota, and then you came there. It was an early game, snow. It was just an ugly time. But coaches know essentially what they want to do. But that beatdown that they put on Golden State seemed like it might have helped Golden State, because Golden State came out and won a couple of games after that.
Man, they beat the brakes off the Bucks. Not like the Celtics did to them, but
And the Bucks just lost again to Lakers.
Lakers, man.
So So the Lakers trying to make some noise, and the Fakers are trying to make some noise. But, you know, there are some teams out there in the Eastern, in the Western Conference right now. They'll make some noise. But first things first, Celtics have to win this game here. I don't think Devin Booker is going to be playing tonight. No. But if he's not playing, Celtics have to make Durant pay. They have to make him pay on the defensive end. You know, he's long, he's athletic. But if you're going to get to them, you got to get to them on their defensive end, making them use some of that energy instead of just becoming a shooting contest. Because Durant is good as anybody and give a shot at.
Right. 100%. And as for the Lakers, man, they just got that win at the end, man. It was really, really close. No LeBron James. LeBron was looking like you with the shades on indoors.
Let me take my shades off real quick so you can know. At least you know it's me. But now I got it. I'm out here in the sun, so I got to pull it back on. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's how you're supposed to use them, Max.
Thank you, Lord.
I've never been a fan of the whole shades indoors, man. Did you used to do that back in your day?
I'm not at all. I mean, I don't know when they got that look. But I'm not the same way with men wearing hats in the building either. I'm not a big fan of, you know, when you come into, I'm from the South, when you come into a building, baseball cap, whatever hat you have on should not be on your head if you come in as a real gentleman. So, but the shade look outside in the sun like this.
It's a must.
Let me get that look off real quick.
Yes.
Wow. And get that look off today.
That's the vibes right there.
This sun here. This is just I'm glistening a little bit right now because I'm out here in the sun and it is just beautiful. It's supposed to be like 70, maybe 72, 73 degrees a day, maybe a little bit more. So I'm headed across this way. Let me get my finger across this way. I'm going to get to the pool that I talked to you about, man. Stroll out today with a strawberry mango pina colada.
Ooh, damn.
This episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast is brought to you by Factor Meals. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every single week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. You get the 2 minute meals to fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And it's flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you get to pause or reschedule for deliveries anytime. Factors is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/Cedric50 and use the promo code Cedric50 to get 50% off. That's code Cedric50 at factormeals.com/Cedric50 for 50% off.
Let's get you out on this, man. NBA Player of the Month, Eastern Conference Player of the Month, Jason Tatum. Western Conference went to Luka Doncic, but the Player of the Week last week was Jaylen Brown. Talk about this stretch of basketball we're seeing from Jaylen since the All-Star break, man. It just seems like he's just dialed in and on another level right now.
I hope, and I hope this aggression goes off to Tatum the same way. I'm just being a little bit more aggressive. You know, his attitude towards different players. You know, Brown is getting back to 80s basketball, where it's like he ain't got no friends. And I'm get it ready again. I love this shit. I love it, love it, love it. This shit is unreal when you think about playing with that kind of aggression, especially during our time now, the 20s. 2020, 24, you know, players are normally a lot more friendly. He's starting to take this thing to heart. And if you're going to win the championship, you can't be afraid to step on some damn toes. You know, you got to be like Papa Josue, you know, when he used to tell you what to do. He wasn't trying to make no damn friends. Mm-hmm. The first thing your mom and dad used to tell you back in the day, and something happened, you're like, they'll tell you, I'm not your damn friend, okay?
Who do you think talking to like that?
I'm your parent, okay? I'm your parent, okay? This way, I'm your parent. So, you know, get off all that. And that's, this is what I love about, you know, Brown here in this last week or so, you know, just aggression. And that's going to suit the Celtics that much better.
Right. Right. Yeah, man. I remember one time I dropped the guys or something like that. I was like, yo, you guys just leave me alone. She's like, guys. God, you talking about your mother and your father? I was like, all right. You're right. Slipped up. 12-year-old Josue was in his feelings, you know, going through puberty. He said, guys. You guys just leave me? I said something like that. Like, you guys just leave me alone or something like that. They were like, guys. They looked at each other like almost like laughing. Like, who are you talking to right now? We appreciate you guys, obviously, listening, watching, subscribe, share the episodes, man. We appreciate your support and all the positive feedback. That's going to do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.